motorcycle got beat it all that enough, but I still never know what to call it.
Have you ever heard people talk about maybe an apple cobbler or a peach cobbler?
Yes, sir.
Is that what I describe what you would call a cobbler?
Well, yeah. Well, a cobbler, you know, a cobbler, what you first described, it was more so of a, something that you didn't cook. But a cobbler, you cook a cobbler. It's a difference in that.
Yeah, I see. Talking about somebody who has a real good appetite, you might say about him, well, he sure does like to put away his...
put away his food or put away his eats or whatever you might call it. I actually never thought about it much.
He sure does
like to eat. I've said that a lot of times. That guy sure likes to eat.
Do people around here say he sure likes his vittles or something like that?
Yeah, they call it vittles. And hardly ever heard it called vittles.
You don't use that much?
No, we don't use that around here. Now, I do know that I believe in Kentucky. I believe they use that vittle.
Is that right?
Maybe a whole lot. I think that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this my friend, neighbor up here, they got Kentucky, raised in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
I hear them speak of vittles once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about if you were having some kind of pudding or maybe gingerbread or something like that, and you might pour this sweet liquid on top of it? What would you call that? You say you're pouring some kind of a...
Well, I might say I'm pouring syrup over my...
Syrup
or peach syrup or strawberry syrup or something like that over my... vanilla wafers or something that way.
Could you call that some kind of sweet sauce or something like that?
No,
that'd be different from a syrup.
I don't believe it. I don't believe I've heard you call it sauce of any kind.
What about if you were having some barbecued pork? If you wanted to, you know, that liquid that you cook along with it, what you would call that, the barbecue?
Sauce.
That would be the barbecue sauce.
Yeah, barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I painted on that with a brush.
Mm-hmm.
And homemade barbecue sauce. I think there's another name for that, but I can't remember it right now. But yes, I know the old barbecues we used to have in the country. We used to have big ball game, you know, one of them barbecue, half a dozen shorts. And have some old man barbecue, you know, and he'd smear that homemade barbecue sauce on it.
Sounds mighty good. Haven't had any homemade barbecue in a long time.
I know, that's right.
Well, what do you call food that you eat between meals? You say you're going to have a...
Well, I always just call it, I went in and eat a snack between meals.
Mm-hmm.
Come in and eat a snack between meals.
Mm-hmm. See, I asked you already if you drank coffee, didn't I?
Yeah.
That's right. Well, what about on a hot day like this, if you're thirsty, you might just go in the kitchen and go to the sink and get yourself a...
nice cool drink. Get a good, nice, cool drink. What?
Good old tall glass of water.
Yeah, a tall glass of water, something like that.
When you get hot like that, do you usually drink a lot of water?
Yeah, I drink a lot of water, especially in hot weather.
Mm-hmm.
Always did. Some people don't, but I do.
Does that usually quench your thirst pretty well?
Yeah.